I'd seen Dr. Cullen before, of course, yet I couldn't help but be struck again by his youth, his outrageous perfection. At his side was Esme, I assumed, the only one of the family I'd never seen before. She had the same pale, beautiful features as the rest of them. Something about her heart-shaped face, her billows of soft, caramel-colored hair, reminded me of the ingenues of the silent movie era. She was small, slender, yet less angular, more rounded than the others. They were both dressed casually in light colors that matched the inside of the house. They smiled in welcome, but made no move to approach us. Trying not to frighten me, I guessed. Carlyle? Esme? Edward's voice broke the short silence. This is Bella. You're very welcome, Bella. Carlyle's step was measured, careful, as he approached me. He raised his hand tentatively, and I stepped forward to shake hands with him. It's nice to see you again, Dr. Cullen. Please, call me Carlyle. Carlyle. I grinned at him, my sudden confidence surprising me. I could feel Edward's relief at my side. Esme smiled and stepped forward as well, reaching for my hand. Her cold, stone grasp was just as I expected. It's very nice to know you, she said sincerely. Thank you. I'm glad to meet you, too. And I was. It was like meeting a fairy tale, Snow White in the flesh. Where are Alice and Jasper? Edward asked, but no one answered, as they had just appeared at the top of the wide staircase. Hey, Edward, Alice called enthusiastically. She ran down the stairs, a streak of black hair and white skin, coming to a sudden and graceful stop in front of me. Carlyle and Esme shot warning glances at her, but I liked it. It was natural, for her anyway. Hi, Bella, Alice said, and she bounced forward to kiss my cheek. If Carlyle and Esme had looked cautious before, they now looked staggered. There was shock in my eyes, too, but I was also very pleased that she seemed to approve of me so entirely. I was startled to feel Edward stiffen at my side. I glanced at his face, but his expression was unreadable. You do smell nice. I never noticed before, she commented, to my extreme embarrassment.